The Earth is protected every second. Did you know that as you watch this film, the upper layers of the atmosphere are being bombarded by meteorites? Though we may be unaware of it, the fact is that by the way of the atmosphere surrounding our Earth, we are at all times protected against terrible disasters. Earthbound meteors entering the atmosphere at average speeds of 40 kilometers a second begin burning up under the effect of friction. These cosmic bombs are melted away before they reach us, by way of the atmosphere that works like a natural shield. Statistics show that around 50,000 meteors are neutralized in this way every year. It is giant asteroids that pose a real threat, however. Any one of these falling to Earth could have catastrophic consequences. For example, an asteroid estimated to have been 60 kilometers in diameter that fell on Tunguska in Siberia in the early 20th century destroyed a 2,000 square kilometer area of forest and caused an explosion 1,000 times greater than that at Hiroshima. It is not difficult, therefore, to imagine the damage that an even larger asteroid might cause. However, Allah in His mercy protects us from such perils. More than 10,000 tons of asteroids hurtling towards our Earth are melted away under the effect of friction and thus do not represent a lethal threat to life on Earth. This, there is no doubt, is a manifestation of Allah's attribute of Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. We made the sky a preserved and protected roof, yet still they turn away from our signs. Temperatures rise by 30 degrees Celsius for every meter one descends towards the center of the Earth. The temperature at its core reaches an amazing 4,500 degrees Celsius. Bearing in mind that just 1 kilometer beneath the surface, the temperature is nearly 60 degrees Celsius. The scale of the potential danger is obvious. And yet all living things survive in complete safety, unaware of the boiling magma beneath them. It is clear that Allah has created a perfect order, ideally suited to life on the surface of the Earth, which nevertheless contains a huge ball of fire at its center. Everyone who believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment must realize that life on Earth and the heavens are maintained only at the desire and through the mercy of Allah. Allah reveals in the Quran how all things survive only by His will. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah keeps a firm hold on the heavens and the earth, preventing them from vanishing away. And if they vanished, no one could then keep hold of them. Certainly He is most forbearing, ever forgiving.